Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Daf Yod, Zvachim 10a. Pagination is 19. We're going to start on the facing page, however, four lines up from the bottom. At the two dots, Itmar, we learned. There's a specific case called Pigul, which we are going to be springboarding from. So we'll just do that as an introduction. The case of Pigul is a person has in mind to do things regarding this karban, shelo bizmanon, at the wrong time. So that, for example, if you look at Rashi, in the Rashis, it's four lines up at the end of the line. Hashochet es hazavach amnas lizrok damo lemachar, if a person shechts a karban, and as he shechts, his intent is that he's not going to sprinkle the blood, he's not going to throw the blood on the Mizbeach until tomorrow, which is out of range, the parameters of this korban. Pigul. That's called pigul. Now, this doesn't mean that he actually waited with the sprinkling of the blood. It could be that either he or somebody else went ahead and sprinkled the blood correctly immediately after the shechita. But there's a concept called pigul, that the intent that you have at the time of shechita could impact the karban and make it invalid. Once we have that concept, that the intent during shechita for what you're going to do during zrika is going to make a difference, we're going to springboard from that and discuss different cases. To back up a little bit, let's clarify that we always understood that intent could ruin a karban. We knew that if you intended at the time of shechita for the wrong person, for the wrong karban, for the wrong chet, these are all legitimate questions because intent could make a difference. We understood that. But now what's being introduced is that the intent at the time of shechita to process the karban in a different act of service of this karban at the wrong time, to throw the blood at the wrong time, thinking that way during shechita could impact the validity of the karban. Likewise, if a person intends to eat the karban at the wrong time, that's a question that we're going to have to deal with, even if he ends up being totally ready to eat it at the proper time. But his intent could make a difference, even though it's an intent for something that's going to happen in the future and may not necessarily play out the way he's thinking. Let's begin the Gemara. Again, four lines up in the Gemara. Itmar, we learned. Shachta lishma. If a person shecht it for the right reasons, he knows who the owner is, he knows what the chet is, everything's good. But as he shechts it, he has in mind, lizrok dama shalo lishma. When I'm sprinkling the blood, I have some great idea of what intent I'm going to have when I'm sprinkling the blood, and that's what he thinks during shechita. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Psula. Rabbi Yochanan says that makes the karban invalid, because at the time of shechita you had in mind to do a different avoda for the wrong reason, for the wrong logic. Reish Lakish Amakshir, and Reish Lakish says it's still fine. The Gemara explains. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Psula. Rabbi Yochanan says it's possible because mechashvin me'avoda la'avoda, we do calculate from one avoda to the next what you think when you're doing shechita about what you're going to do during zrika makes a difference to us. That's mechashvin me'avoda la'avoda, we think from one avoda to the next. V'yalfinon mimachsheves pigul, and we learn out from the concept of pigul, which we did by way of introduction, that a person at the time of shechita had in mind that he's going to throw the blood at the wrong time, and that makes it pigul. So Rabbi Yochanan says, we learn from that, that there are other applications as well, where I'm having in mind during shechita for doing zerika in the wrong way, and it's going to invalidate the karban. Again, as we said, even if he ends up being totally prepared to do the zerika correctly, but he already had a machshava, an intent, that messes it up. This really highlights that whenever we do an avoda, we could ask, where is your mind? What is your intent? I'm glad you did the act, but were you thinking about it? And if so, what were you thinking? You have this in davening. We could say all the words, and we know we did it right because we had the finger on the place, but we were multitasking in our brain. Where was our brain? And the same thing with all kinds of mitzvahs that we do. We might have done them perfectly right, and we may get credit for them in the realm of mitzvahs, even if it's not the perfect intent. But it's a good question. Where was your mind during the mitzvah? Over here, we are very specifically honing in on certain types of intent, and if it's the wrong intent, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's invalid. For Reish Lakish Amar Ksheira, Reish Lakish argues and says it's still a kosher karban. Ein mechashvin me'avoda la'avoda. We don't jump the logic, the intent, from one service to the next. So during Shechita, if he's thinking about Zrika, Reish Lakish holds that makes no difference. V'lo yafinim me'machshaves pigul, and we do not learn out from pigul where during the act of Shechita, if he thinks about Zrika in the wrong way, he can ruin the shechita, he can ruin the validity of the karban. So we have a machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan saying that if you intended the wrong thing during shechita about zerika, not about shechita. Shechita he's doing correctly, but he's having in mind during shechita, just wait till zerika and I'll show you. So then it's already pasul, and Reish Lakish says it's still kasha. Says the Gemara in a classic style of the Gemara, va'ozdu l'taymayhu, and they are following their rulings in a different topic. We call this lishita sum, that they're following their shita, their position, just that it was discussed in a different topic, but the Gemara, by doing the comparison, is telling you that they're really quite related. The Itmar, listen to the following case. The top of Yud Amud Aleph. Hashochet es habehema, if a person is shechting an animal, and Rashi says we're talking about chulin, a regular, mundane animal, it's not the Beis HaMikdash case. Amanas lizrok dama la'avodas kochavim, but he has in mind during the shechita that he's going to throw the blood for the purposes of idol worship. Now, normally, chulin, one would have thought, you did what needs to be done, which is a kosher shechita, and I'm not interested in what happens after that. We don't sprinkle the blood of an animal if it's chulin. But this person, when he shecht the animal, had in mind for what's called zivchei mesim, for idol worship, ulahakter chelbo lavodas kochavim, or to bring its fat for idol worship. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Asura. Rabbi Yochanan says that is going to mess up the shechita, and it will not be a kosher animal. Because again, Rabbi Yochanan here invokes these principles, mechashven me'avoda la'avoda, even though you're doing shechita, and zerika is a different act totally. And as we mentioned, it's not even applicable normally by chulin, by non-kodesh things. Nevertheless, we calculate during the shechita if there was such an intent regarding a different avoda, V'alfinon chutz mipnim, and the outside, meaning chulin that's brought bisharecha in the general world, is learnt out of the rules that exist by pnim, by the inside, by the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore this shechita, which was done with intent regarding an idol worship service of Zrika is going to be an invalid Shechita. We find this in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Simin Dalid Se'if Aleph. Hashochet l'shem avodas kochavim, if a person shecht an animal for the purposes of idol worship, afilu lo chishev la'avda b'shechita zu, and this would be true even if he doesn't intend to serve the idol with the shechita, ela chishev b'sha'ah shechita lizrok dama, he has in mind during the shechita that he's going to sprinkle its blood for idol worship. Hareza zivchei mesim, that's considered the category of zivchei mesim, it's considered for idol worship. Va'asura bahana'a, and not only is it non-kosher, but you're not allowed to even benefit from it. Again, we have the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that during the shechita, your intent regarding zrika matters. And it mattered in the Beis Hamikdash, regarding the lishma topics, whether you're having the right intent for a karban. And likewise, he holds that it will apply in chulin, in regular, just kosher shechita out of the Beis HaMikdash, if a person has intent for what would be a violation, the not so many intentional violation type things by chulin, but there is if a person did it for idol worship. And again, over there, Rabbi Yochanan would hold that the intent during shechita regarding a zrika, as we mentioned, even though zrika is not normally applicable by chulin, but such an intent would invalidate the shechita as being a kosher shechita and would actually cause the animal to be prohibited in benefit. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.